our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and thus in the universe family of God, for listening to our Blog Talk Radio Show, Personal God Consciousness in Jesus and Living Eternal Truths. I'm Brother Dave, your host, and shortly we'll have one or two other co-hosts calling in. Please note, we're now doing more 30-minute shows here in Blog Talk Radio, and we're moving this and future shows over to Podbean, along with all of our other prior 865 Blog Talk Radio shows here we did that were a half hour, 1 hour, and 2 hours long, and they'll be edited and audio improved and then put gradually over to our new location, which will be in addition, will still be here, and that is Living Eternal Truths, with an S at the end, .podbean.com. Living Eternal Truths, .podbean.com. If you want to join on a show here or over there as a guest or co-host, or want more free materials emailed to you, contact me, Dave at purechristians.org. Please do visit my large website, which is purechristians.org or ledbyjesus.org. Same website, and you'll find many valuable and comprehensive religious and spiritual resources there. And scroll down about right now, about 35% down the home page. Then you may read, download, and share my always free 100-page PDF of key highlights on the nature, life, and teachings of our Creator, Son of God, and Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my brothers and sisters in the perfecting family of God, of all mankind here on earth. We thank you all for listening. Thank you for your spiritual support, and we thank you for sharing gems of truth with others, wisely as Jesus would want us to do. Now we'll start. This is our special Easter Sunday episode, Easter Sunday Reflections on the Resurrection of Jesus, a New Revelation. And I'll start reading. This is in the Urantia book, which is in the public domain, no copyright, so you can share this information. There's 196 papers in this 2,097-page Urantia book, and now we're reading in paper 189, The Resurrection of Jesus, Introduction. Soon after the burial of Jesus on Friday afternoon, the actual date was April 7th, AD 30, the chief of the over 800,000 archangels of Nebadon in our local universe, which is created and run by our sovereign Savior Jesus Christ, then present on earth, summoned his council of the resurrection of sleeping will creatures and entered upon the consideration of a possible technique for the resurrection of Jesus. These assembled sons of the local universe, the creatures of Jesus Christ Michael. Michael is a title meaning he who is just like God. The creatures of Jesus Christ Michael did this on their own responsibility. Gabriel, who is the chief executive under Jesus, had not assembled them. By midnight, they had arrived at the conclusion that the creature could do nothing to facilitate the resurrection of the Creator. They were disposed to accept the advice of Gabriel, who instructed them that, since Jesus Christ Michael had, quote, laid down his life of his own free will, he had also power to take it up again in accordance with his own determination. Now, the Bible says God raised Jesus. Jesus, the Creator, Son of God, resurrected himself easily, of course. He had that power from all eternity. Reading on, shortly after the adjournment of this council of the archangels, the life carriers, and their various associates in the work of creature rehabilitation and Urantia soul-level creation, personalized adjuster Jesus, that's the will of God, one with Jesus, personalized adjuster Jesus, being in personal command of all the assembled celestial hosts then on earth, spoke these words to the anxious waiting watchers. Not one of you can do aught to assist your Creator Father in the return to life. As a mortal of the realm, he has experienced mortal death. As a sovereign of a universe, he still lives. Jesus was always alive. If Jesus had died for 1 second when he was dead after crucifixion before he was appeared again here resurrected, our local universe would have collapsed to nothing. He keeps all the energies and reality of our local universe going. Jesus always was alive. Reading on, that which you observe in the mortal transit of Jesus of Nazareth from life in the flesh to life in the Urantia, the spirit, this is probably instantaneous, the spirit transit of this Jesus was completed at the time I separated myself from his personality and became your temporary director. Now the thought adjuster of Jesus Christ, Michael, is chief of all adjusters in all of our local universe of Nebadon. Reading on, Creator Father has elected to pass on through the whole of the experience of his mortal creatures, from birth on the material worlds, on through natural death, and to the resurrection of the Urantia soul reality, into the status of true spirit existence. That's what we will be doing. A certain phase of this experience you now are about to observe, but you may not participate in it. Those things which you ordinarily do for the creature, you may not do for the Creator. A Creator's Son has within himself the power to bestow himself in the likeness of any of his created sons, and he has within himself the power to lay down his observable life and to take it up again. And he has the power because of the direct command of the Paradise Father. I know wherever I speak. Okay, now we have a co-host calling in. Turn on her microphone. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Dave.
Happy Easter Sunday. So now we have our co-host here, Cheryl Smiley, and I'll let you continue reading here. I'll read the short the third paragraph here, and then I'll let you start section one. In the introduction here, 189, here's the third paragraph. When they heard the personalized adjuster so speak, they all assumed the attitude of anxious expectancy, from Gabriel down to the most humble cherubim as a junior angel. They saw the mortal body of Jesus in the tomb. They detected evidences of universe activity of their beloved sovereign. See, he's in action here in his spirit reality, personality. And not understanding such phenomena, they waited patiently for developments. Okay, Cheryl, if you'd like to go on.
Section 1, the Marantia Transit, paragraph 1. At 2:45 Sunday morning, the Paradise Incarnation Commission, consisting of 7 unidentified Paradise personalities, arrived on the scene and immediately deployed themselves about the tomb. At 3:10, intense vibrations of commingled material and Marantia activities began to issue from Joseph's new tomb. And at 3:02 this Sunday morning, the resurrected Marantia form and personality of Jesus of Nazareth came forth from the tomb. Note, this personality is one combined Jesus the Christ Michael personality. He is Creator God and fully perfected Spirit Man. Amen. End note. Paragraph 2. After the resurrected Jesus emerged from his burial tomb, the body of flesh in which he had lived and wrought on earth for almost 36 years was still lying there in the sepulcher niche, undisturbed and wrapped in a linen sheet, just as it had been laid to rest by Joseph and his associate on Friday afternoon. Neither was the stone before the entrance of the tomb in any way disturbed. The seal of Pilate was still unbroken. The soldiers were still on guard. The temple guards had been on continuous duty. The Roman guard had been changed at midnight. None of these watchers suspected that the object of their vigil had risen to a new and higher Marantia soul form of existence, and that the body which they were guarding was now a discarded outer covering which had no further connection with the delivered and resurrected Marantia personality of Jesus. Let us forever clarify the concept of the resurrection of Jesus by making the following statements. His material, physical body was not a part of the resurrected personality. Note, humans also do not bodily ascend, quote unquote, up into the next higher heaven. Quote, ashes to ashes and dust to dust, quote, end quote, is true. We ascend at physical death by the power of God and Jesus as one in spirit here, and with many assistants into a much more real, much better, much higher, more enduring soul form, a Marantia body living on a Marantia level, higher spirit. Later, we become much higher spirit forms in 7 major stages, then paradise residents with and within God the Father, infinite I am, and always with our Creator, Father, Son, Jesus the Christ, Michael. A very glorious and sacred destiny freely awaits us if we really desire the same. End note. When Jesus came forth from the tomb, his body of flesh remained undisturbed in the sepulcher. He emerged from the burial tomb without moving the stones before the entrance and without disturbing the seals of Pilate. Dave?
Thanks, Cheryl. Paragraph 10, this is the last half of that paragraph. Jesus spoke the first words of the post-mortal career. Said the Marantia Jesus, quote, having finished my life in the flesh, I would tarry here for a short time in transition form that I may more fully know the life of my ascended creatures and further reveal the will of my Father in paradise. Now is the mortal transit of Jesus, the Marantia resurrection of the Son of Man, completed. The transitory experience of the Master as a personality midway between the material and the spiritual has begun, and he has done all this through power inherent within himself, as our eternal universe creator Father Michael reading on, no personality has rendered him any assistance. He now lives as Jesus of Marantia, and he begins this Marantia life. The material body of his flesh lies there undisturbed in the tomb. The soldiers are still on guard, and the seal of the governor about the rocks has not yet been broken. Section 2, the material body of Jesus, paragraph 1. 10 minutes past 3 o'clock that Sunday morning, as the resurrected Jesus fraternized with the assembled Marantia personalities from the seven mansion worlds of your system.
There are 570 soul levels of the mansion worlds.
Our local universe, all made by Jesus. And the first seven are the ones that we go through here. And they sort of remove the mark of the human sins and evils that we have down here. In the next seven mansion worlds, there's ways that they rehabilitate us to get us up to speed. That's out of God's love and mercy, of course. Okay. And with assembled Marantia personalities from the seven mansion worlds in your system, the chief of archangels, very high, the angels of the resurrection approached Gabriel and asked for the mortal body of Jesus. Said the chief of the archangels, we may not participate in the Marantia resurrection to bestow its prince of Michael, our sovereign, but we would have his mortal remains put in our custody for immediate dissolution. We do not propose to employ our technique of dematerialization.
We merely wish to invoke the process of accelerated time.
It is enough that we have seen the sovereign live and die on earth. The host of heaven would be spared the memory of enduring the sight of the slow decay of the human form of the creator and upholder of the universe. In the name of the celestial intelligences of all Nebadon, I ask for a mandate giving me the custody of the mortal body of Jesus of Nazareth and empowering us to proceed with its immediate dissolution, breaking it down to the atomic level instantly. And I continue to add, that was granted, and the round stone door, actually two stones, to the tomb was rolled away by invisible midwayers to remove the body for instant destruction up in the air. The soldier guards ran away in fright. That would be quite fun to see. Okay, I think you've got one more here. Paragraph 6. Yeah. The Christian belief in the resurrection of Jesus has been based on the fact of the, quote, empty tomb, unquote. It was indeed a fact that the tomb was empty. But this is not the truth of the resurrection. The tomb was truly empty when the first believers arrived, and this fact, associated with that of the undoubted resurrection of the Master, led to the formulation of a belief which was not true, the teaching that the material and mortal body of Jesus was raised from the grave. See, they teach in the Bible, so bodily resurrection. No, we don't want to have these sick bodies up there in heaven. We want to be free from all these limitations. When you're in a soul form, you don't have to eat or sleep. You have telepathy. You have all kinds of, you have much higher mind. You never forget. It's much, much better up and more glorious up there. You don't want to stay down in this body. You can't do much in this body. Okay, reading on. Truth having to do with spiritual realities and eternal values cannot always be built up by a combination of apparent facts. Although individual facts may be materially true, it does not follow that the association of a group of facts must necessarily lead to truthful spiritual conclusions.
Amen.
Okay, Cheryl. Amen.
Okay, paragraph 7. The tomb of Joseph was empty, not because the body of Jesus had been rehabilitated or resurrected, but because the celestial hosts had been granted their request to afford it a special and unique dissolution, a return of the quote-unquote dust to dust. Without the intervention of the delays of time and without the operation of the ordinary and visible processes of mortal decay and material corruption, the mortal remains of Jesus underwent the same natural process of elemental disintegration as characterizes all human bodies on earth, except that, in point of time, this natural mode of dissolution was greatly accelerated, hastened to that point where it became well-nigh instantaneous. The true evidences of the resurrection of Jesus the Christ Michael are spiritual in nature, albeit this teaching is corroborated by the testimony of many mortals of the realm who met, recognized, and communed with the resurrected Marantia Master. He became a part of the personal experience of almost 1,000 human beings before he finally took leave of earth. Section 3, the dispensational resurrection, paragraph 1.
A little after half past 4 o'clock this Sunday morning,
April 9, AD 30, Gabriel summoned the archangels to his side and made ready to inaugurate the general resurrection of the termination of the Adamic dispensation on earth. note, about 36,000 years long and up to that time. End note. When the vast host of the seraphim and the cherubim concerned in this great event had been marshaled in proper formation, the soul form, Merantia, Jesus the Christ Michael, appeared before Gabriel saying, quote, as my Father has life in himself, so he has given it to the Son to have life in himself. Although I have not yet fully resumed the exercise of universe jurisdiction, this self-imposed limitation does not in any manner restrict the bestowal of life upon my sleeping sons. Let the roll call of the planetary resurrection begin. End quote. Note, Jesus is truly the Savior of humans. Jesus the Christ Michael is our sovereign Creator Father. We are each and all his beloved ones. Dave?
Thanks, Cheryl. Paragraph 2, Gabriel said, by the mandate of Jesus Christ Michael, let the dead of an earth dispensation rise. And all the survivors of the human races of earth who had fallen asleep since the days of Adam and who had not already gone on to judgment appeared in the resurrection halls of Mansonia in readiness for Merantia investiture. I had a higher soul body, bridging the lower material level with the higher spirit levels. Adam and Eve came down here 38,000 years ago to biologically uplift all the human races. They were not the first humans. And Don and Fanta were the first humans created here 993,504 years ago. So when Adam and Eve came down to biologically and also socially uplift us, that was fairly recently, 38,000 years ago. And this is the recital of the events of the resurrection of Jesus as viewed by those who saw them as they really occurred, free from the limitations of partial and restricted human vision. Now we go to section 4, discovery of the empty tomb. Paragraph 9, all five of the women, as at the tomb, then sat down on the stone near the entrance and talked over the situation. It had not yet occurred to them that Jesus had been resurrected. They had been by themselves over the Sabbath, that's Saturday, and they conjectured that the body had been moved to another resting place. But when they pondered such a solution of their dilemma, they were at a loss to account for the orderly arrangement of the grave cloths. How could the body have been removed since the very bandages by which it was wrapped were left in position and apparently intact on the burial shelf? As these women sat there in the early hours of the dawn of this new day, they looked to one side and observed a silent and motionless stranger. For a moment they were again frightened, but Mary Magdalene rushed toward him and addressing him as if she thought he might be the caretaker of the garden, said, where have you taken the master? Where have they laid him? Tell us that we may go and get him. When the stranger did not answer Mary, she began to weep. Then spoke Jesus to them, saying, whom do you seek? Mary said, we seek for Jesus who was laid to rest in Joseph's tomb, but he is gone. Do you know where they have taken him? Then said Jesus, quote, did not this Jesus tell you, even in Galilee, that he would die, but that he would rise again? These words startled the women. But the master was so changed that they did not yet recognize him with his back turned to the dim light. And as they pondered his words, he addressed the Magdalene with a familiar voice, saying, Mary. And when she heard that word of well-known sympathy and affectionate greeting, she knew it was the voice of the master, and she rushed to kneel at his feet while she exclaimed, my Lord and my master. And all the other women recognized it was the master who stood before them in the glorified form, and they quickly knelt before him. Okay, Cheryl. We're going to have to read pretty fast to get through here.
Okay. Paragraph 11. These human eyes were enabled to see the Merantia soul form of Jesus because of the special ministry of the Transformers and the Midwayers in association with certain of the Merantia personalities then accompanying Jesus. As Mary sought to embrace his feet, Jesus said, touch me not, Mary, for I am not as you knew me in the flesh. In this form will I tarry with you for a season before I ascend to the Father. But go, all of you, now, and tell my apostles and Peter that I have risen, that you have talked with me. After these women had recovered from the shock of their amazement, they hastened back to the city and to the home of Elijah Mark, where they related to the 10 apostles all that had happened to them. But the apostles were not inclined to believe them. Note, amazing is their misunderstanding of Jesus' clear teachings earlier. End note. They thought at first that the women had seen a vision, but when Mary Magdalene repeated the words which Jesus had spoken to them, and when Peter heard his name, he rushed out of the upper chamber, followed closely by John, in great haste to reach the tomb and see these things for himself. The women repeated the story of talking with Jesus to the other apostles, but they would not believe, and they would not go to find out for themselves, as had Peter and John. Section 5, Peter and John at the tomb, paragraph 4. As Mary lingered after Peter and John had gone, the Master again appeared to her, saying, "Be not doubting. Have the courage to believe what you have seen and heard. Go back to my apostles and again tell them that I have risen, that I will appear to them, and that presently I will go before them into Galilee as I promised." Mary hurried back to the Mark home and told the apostles she had again talked with Jesus, but they would not believe her. But when Peter and John returned, they ceased to ridicule and became filled with fear and apprehension. Dave?
Thanks, Cheryl. Now we go to paper 190, Marantia, that's soul form, Appearances of Jesus, introduction. The resurrected Jesus now prepares to spend a short period on earth for the purpose of experiencing the ascending Marantia career of a mortal of the realms. Although this time of the Marantia life is to be spent on the world of his mortal incarnation, it will, however, be in all respects the counterpart of the experience of mortals who pass through the progressive Marantia life of the seven mansion worlds of
Jerusalem.
That's our destiny, of course, which is inherent in Jesus, the endowment of life, which enabled him to rise from the dead, is a very gift of eternal life which he bestows upon kingdom believers. I believe in the truth of Jesus, and I think you do too, and which even now makes certain their resurrection mm-hmm. from the bonds of natural death. Amen. We thank you, our Master Jesus Christ. The mortals of the realms will rise in the morning of the resurrection with the same type of transition or Marantia body that Jesus had when he rose from the tomb on this Sunday morning. These bodies do not have circulating blood, and such beings do not partake of ordinary material food. Nevertheless, these Marantia forms are real, very real, much more real than the bodies we have down here. When the various believers saw Jesus after his resurrection, they really saw him. They were not the self-deceived victims of visions or hallucinations. Abiding faith in the resurrection of Jesus was the cardinal feature of the faith of all branches of the early gospel teaching. In Jerusalem, Alexandria, Antioch, and Philadelphia, all the gospel teachers united in this implicit faith in the Master's resurrection. Okay, so we finished that on time. I didn't know how much it would take. I want to give a brief personal testimony. My brother Dave have been given spirit birth May 24th, A.D. 1977 on, to see Jesus Christ and God the Universal Father fully here as one combined Father-Son union spirit of truth, glorious light, and suddenly given an instant trial trip into paradise and God the Father-Son spirit. It's ineffable, beyond words. That changed my whole life, changed my vocation of science and technology into being a Jesus-owning Christian teacher evangelist of our good Master Jesus Christ and his gospel that you and I and all humans are now
divinely beloved sons of God
in Jesus and in spirit. Living and sharing this gospel truth and in truth will certainly help transform this needy, still confused planet Earth into our destiny of light and life on Earth and in paradise eternity. And in God, the Father infinite, I am. Amen. May you and your family and friends have a happy and joyful Easter Sunday, every day and always with our good Master, Jesus Christ, here with us in his spirit. Thank our co-host, Cheryl Smiley. Thank all our listeners and future listeners. If you'd like to share this show, please do that. I'll clean up this show, take out some of the mistakes we did where we had to repeat a word or whatever. Try and clean up the audio a little bit with Audacity. That's the program. Then I'll that improved show, or slightly improved, over later today on Podbean. That's livingeternaltruths.podbean, podbean.com. Thank you, Cheryl, for co-hosting. And you have
Thank
a great
you,
remaining Easter Sunday.
You
we will
too.
Continue doing half-hour shows on Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be doing longer shows up to 2 hours later on new shows on Podbean. So now I'm going to play some music. We started out with Mozart, The Marriage of Figaro. I'll finish with Amazing Grace.